Entirely Banal, part 6. We've spoken about, we've introduced the topic as a topic, we've spoken about avoiding getting into the battle to begin with, we've spoken about what to do when one is in the last two sessions that we had, or three, well, when one is in a battle, when one is in a challenge, what anchor you can use in order to ensure that you don't slip, and then it does happen that even with all the preparation, the Yetzer Hara is strong and overpowers us. And then, we're looking back afterwards. After a person has sinned, after a person has failed in his task to rise up to the challenge, and there's a question now about looking back. When one has not lived up to the challenge, how do they now view themselves? How do they now relate to themselves? I want to give a mashal. There was once a safe, and in this safe was a very precious jewel. And they put to guard the safe a guard. And this guard knew the code of the safe, but he was told very, very strict instructions. Obviously, do not give the code to anyone. If someone even comes to speak to you, don't even talk to him, don't even tell him your name, nothing, don't speak to him at all. Now there's a clever gunner, so he's trying to get this precious jewel. So he's trying to find a way, how can he get the guard to tell him the code? I mean, the whole essence of what the guard is standing there not to tell the code. That's the whole reason why he's there. So how can this clever gunner get the guard to tell him the code? So he says, I know I have a trick. I'm going to ask him for the code. Are you kidding? His friend says to him, he's not going to tell you the code. No, I can get him to tell me the code. He goes, but his whole essence is he's a guard, he's supposed to not tell you the code. That's his essence. He knows to be on guard. He's on guard. He won't tell you the code. He goes, no, I have a way. I have a way. If he's not a guard, he'll tell us the code. He goes, yeah, but he is a god. He goes, he thinks he's a god. He does think he's a god. He is a god. Yeah, but if he doesn't think he's a god, then he'll tell us the code. He goes, but what do you mean? He knows he's the God. He knows that. What do you mean? If he thinks he's not, he knows he's not the God. He goes, let's see. Okay. So they go up to the God, and they say to him, do you like Bamba? Now they've done their homework, and they know that he likes Bamba. But he's a good God, doesn't say anything. You ever been to the Buckingham Palace? This isn't regular Bamba. This is Bamba with cream inside, not chocolate. Not chocolate. Hazelnut cream. Inside the bamba. Don't you love that? He's like looking from the side. He goes, I do like that. And he goes, you know, like it's got a 5-day expiry date. I just opened it. It's going to go off. It's a way. Baal Tashlis. Can you help me out here? Baal Tashlis. If you say it's going to go off, it's important. He gives him the bamba. He starts munching on the bamba. He says, my name's Tzvi. What's your name? He says, my name's Avram. Oh my gosh! I can't believe I said it, eh? Now, this friend who gave him the bamba got him exactly where he wants. You told me your name? How could you tell me your name? What is your job here? Are you a god? Isn't part of the rules that you don't tell your name? You're not a god. This is a god. A god who tells a name. I'm a god. I just said the name. That's not a god. It's pathetic. You're a loser. You told your name. That's not a god. That's nothing. You're worthless. You're hopeless. You're a failure. Failure. Tell your name. Yeah, I'm a failure. What's the code? 4321. Oh, no. What just happened? What happened in that story? As long as a person has a vision of themselves, has an identity of themselves, I'm pure, I'm a tzaddik, I don't fail, I don't sin, then he's safe. Because he'll keep God. If you know that you have a streak of, when I hear the alarm, I get up. If something inappropriate comes, I switch off the phone. That's what I do. That's my identity. That's who I am. And you're safe. You've set up the boundaries to be safe. The Yetzer Hara, he's not trying to get you to sin. That's not his goal. You think that's his goal. That's not his goal. Because that's cheap for him. That's change for him. That's easy. Seeing to sin once, that's not a big deal for him. That's not his agenda. His agenda is to blind you for a minute. You don't know what's going on. In a state of confusion, you sin. And that's when he starts his real attack against the identity. And he pounds and pounds and pounds at the weak spot. You call yourself a tzaddik. You think your learning is worth anything. All that davening is worthless. And you could have someone in yeshiva who's on a good streak for 3 weeks in a row. He doesn't do anything wrong. He's learning well, he's davening well, everything is going well. After 3 weeks, one time he slipped up. What does he say to himself? Sorry, excuse me, that was a mistake. What does the Yetzer Hara say to him? Ah, you see? All you did is worthless. Nothing doesn't count for a thing. What do you mean? I just did well for 3 weeks. Yeah, and then you slipped. You see? Even when you do 3 weeks straight, you think it's going to protect you? It's worthless because you still slip. You see your worth is nothing, worthless, pathetic, loser, failure. The Yetzer Hara, his goal isn't to get you to trip up. Because if you still have a healthy self-esteem, then okay, I made a mistake. People make mistakes. Mistakes happen in often. I don't know. You can move on after that. If you have a healthy self-esteem. But the Yetzer Hara's goal is to wear you down after one tiny mistake until you feel worthless. What happens when you feel worthless? It's not even worth trying anymore. And then he's got you this way once. Hi, you're not trying? Good. Avera, 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 avera. You know, what can I do? It's worthless. So in the case of that God, he was strong as I was strong. In a weak moment, he tripped up. His sin wasn't such a big sin. He told his name, said it. He's still a God. The Yetzer Hara comes and pounds, 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 pounds. And once he feels, I'm not even a God. Look, I told my name, I'm not even a God. Then he really sins. And he even tells the code. He gives away his very essence of what he's all there for. It says in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmacha. Don't define yourself as evil. Rabbi Shimon says, Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmacha. Both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam interpret in the way we just explained. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you should not be a rasha in your own eyes. Because if you define yourself as a rasha, you can't come back. Because you're a rasha. Meaning, you think you can't come back. You identify yourself as one who can't come back. You can do tshuva. If you believe you can. Once you believe that you can't, it's too late for me. I'm a lost case. Rabbi, I'm gone. You know what I did? I did well for 6 months and then I failed. So I'm worthless and all those 6 months count. No! You did well for 6 months and you failed what? It's worthless. The failing is irrelevant. It's insignificant. Batal b'shishin. No, it means everything. Why are you willing to throw out all the good and give credit to the one ounce of that? That's where the Yetzer Hara was given an entry point. But he only has power if you empower him. Like the mashal we gave from the Medrash. Like Avraham Avinu walking. The Yetzer Hara has no power over you. He's lame. He's sitting on the floor. He can't get up. He can't walk. But if you empower him and you say, oh, the Yetzer Hara has got me now. I'm worthless. You've empowered him. Really, you can control your identity. The Rabbi Yonah continues. Lefi shema'ale da'ato shehikala neged al-chumrot shavarlem. A person thinks to himself, Shuvah, me? You know what averas I've done? No hope for me now. And because he doesn't believe in Shuvah, he won't come back. Really, he can come back. But the Yetzer Hara made him believe that his identity is a Rasha. Alti Rasha v'tenatzacha. The Rambam also says that. Says the Rambam. Keshiachshov adam atzmo chaser v'pachut. When a person thinks of himself as worthless, lo yigdal be'enav chaseran. So it won't be a big deal if he sins again. Well, yeah, I'm anyway worthless. I'm anyway a failure. So if this is what a failure does. What's the point? What's the big deal about failing once more? The entire objective of the Yetzer Hara is to get you to feel you're worthless. Because then he doesn't just have one more sin. He's got you. Your essence. He's kidnapped your identity. He's taken over your whole identity. So a person feels then, I can't handle this. Maybe I can push him off a little bit, but how long can I push him off? My whole essence is really bad now. There's nothing I can do. Adam HaRishon was a sin in the same area. People think the sin of Adam HaRishon was that he ate from the fruit. But if that would be the case, and that was the whole sin, then Hashem should have at that moment stopped and given him a punishment. But Hashem doesn't give him a punishment at that point. What happens? He called out to him. Adam's already sinned. Hashem's giving him a chance. You can still do tshuva. He's still giving him a chance. It's not written off yet. Vayomer et kolacha shamati vegan veira ki arum anochi vechave. So Adam Arishon, he's saying, I'll tell you what happened. I heard your voice. I hear. Hashem says, there's still hope here. He still could do tshuva. Vayomer mi yigid lecha ki arum atah min ha'et Hashem tekticha lebil tiachor min ha'achalta. Take responsibility for action. Who told you this? Where did you get this idea from? Do tshuva. If you do tshuva, it can all be good. It can all be good. You can do tshuva. Vayomer Adam, ha'isha Hashem atati emadi. Says Rashi, kan kafar b'tova. Here's where he denied the good. He could have done tshuva until that. He still had hope. Hashem wasn't going to punish him yet. Ah, you denied that it was you, and you say that it was her. You denied the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, and you blame someone else. Now you're responsible. You see again here, the Yetzer Hara, it wasn't about the sin. It was about the how do you respond to the sin. And the same thing happened in the next generation. Vayomer Hashem el Kayin, Eyev el Achicha, where's your brother? Rashi says, why did he ask him? Just punish him. Why did he ask him? Says Rashi, Likanesim abadivrei nachas. He was coming to him in a sweet way, gentle way. Ulai yashuv. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Meaning again, Hashem wasn't going to punish him for the sin. It's not about the sin. It's about the identity. If a person sins and he does tshuva, he's safe. He's covered. Everything's okay. But if he then says, I'm a sinner, I'm wicked, I'm evil, there's no hope for me, he that moment steps over the line. He aligns himself with bad. Once a person aligns himself with bad, then he's entered the koach atumah. He's entered the force of bad. Let's give a mashal for this. Imagine there's a boy at home, a young boy, and he does something wrong. He breaks something of his mother's, and he runs to his bed, and he hides under his blanket, and he's crying. And his mother comes over to him and says, Mendele. And he says, So his mother says, Mendele. What did you do? He's crying and crying. Now, all his mother wants is him to say, I'm sorry, Ima, I broke the vase, I take responsibility. And what will happen at that point? She'll say, that's okay, don't worry. As long as you take responsibility for it, you realize that it's wrong, you can buy another one, everything will be okay. We can't buy another one, but it's okay, I see that you take responsibility, everything will be okay. But what does he do? He sulks. He's sulking. Now what does he do when he's sulking? I'm so bad, there's no room for me to return to my mother. Now his mother's not saying that. His mother's saying, I just want you to apologize. Just say you're sorry and you can come back. You'll be part of the family again. But he has self-imposed worthlessness. I'm worthless, I'm terrible, I broke the vase, my family won't accept me now. If that carries on, the only way he can justify existing is to break another vase. Now it sounds funny then, right? It does sound funny, because why do you have to break another vase? Why don't you just say you're sorry? No, I can't accept that I did it. So I have to accept a new identity. I'm the one who breaks vases. That's me. What can I do? It's crazy, but that's what happens. A person doesn't want to accept responsibility, they change their identity. And they go on and do bad, more bad things. Why? Because I didn't apologize, so this must be who I am. Now his mother didn't call him that. He defined himself in that way, by stepping over the line and aligning with evil. That he had shame. Is shame healthy or is shame not healthy? It can be healthy if it leads to productivity. But here where it leads a person to identify himself with bad, it's that terrible. An amazing example of this is the Maharsha about Acher. The Gemara in Chagiga says, a bas kol came out and said, Shuvu bonim shovavim chutz mi Acher. Elisha ben Avuya left the path of Torah, was acting inappropriately and thinking thoughts were inappropriate, and a bas kol, it can't get clearer than that, came out from Shammai and says, everyone can do tshuva except for Acher. Now, that means there's no more hope. God said there's no more hope. God said. So that's it, no more hope, right? No more hope. Says the Maharsha, quoting the Rishami, Hayiti over lifnei beis kodesh hakodeshim, v'yom ha-kippurim, shechal yod v'shabbat, v'shamati bat kol yotzet mikodesh hakodeshim, v'omeres, shuvu bonim chutz mi'acher, shiyada kochi u'marad bi. So Acher tells the story of why he continued to go off the derech, and like we just said now, he continued in his negative way that he self-imposed. Why? He said, I was riding on a horse on Yom Kippur, that was Shabbos, and I heard a bas kol come out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Yerushalmi is even more powerful, you know, more dramatic. Interesting. Her last call was on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, from the Kodesh to Kadoshim, and Acher himself heard it. And it said, everyone can do tshuva except for you, Acher. Why? Because you knew my strength. Hashem said to you my strength, and you rebelled. Says the Marsha, why did he hear the voice? What's the nafkamin? Why did he hear the voice? Why did Hashem send the basko? Hu lo haya tzarich lashgiach bekach. It was for him not to listen to it. It was a warning sign for him. Kamo she'amar lo Rabbi Meir, tashuv enosh adaka. Like Rabbi Meir said to him, return, do tshuva. That was after the basko. V'amrinan, ein lecha davar she'omed b'fnat tshuva. There's nothing that can hold you back from tshuva. It doesn't make a difference how far you've gone. The objective is not about the sin. The objective is about the self-identity. The Yetzer Hara's goal is not to get you to sin. It's what you align yourself with. The Yetzer Hara knows the moment that you feel worthless, then he's your best friend. Torah's rejected you. God's rejected you. You're worthless now anyway. You're not going to find any pleasure there. You're learning. Be honest. If you even enjoy it, you're dumbing it. You never enjoyed that anyway. Now that you're anyway ruled out, let me offer you some drink, some drugs, some television, and at least enjoy yourself here in this one. I'm your friend, I care for you. It's amazing. The same Yetzer Hara, who when you initially sinned, was saying, you're worthless, you're not worth anything, to get you to align with the bad. Once you align with the bad, you're on his home ground now. He's your best friend. He's saying, look, I want you to have pleasure, I want you to enjoy yourself. And then a person feels so guilty, he feels, I can't go back to Hashem, so there's no hope for me there, but so I'm not worth anything. But I have to feel worth something, so, and then he sins again. And then a cycle continues. He goes round and round and forth, down and down and down and down. Strengthening and strengthening the negative reinforcement that he's strengthening himself. All because he made a mistake in his understanding of how God works. God always accepts you back. Even Acher, says the Marsha, who God said, don't come back. Hashem was saying, don't come back. Why is he called talking to me? Don't come back. Why is he talking to me? Okay, come back. God was always calling you to come back. The Yetzer Hara's trick, if you know it and you're aware of it, doesn't have any power over you. Once you're aware that that's what the Yetzer Hara is doing, he won't be able to hold you back. So really, the avoda that we're speaking here is not an avoda of doing tshuva. Not about doing tshuva, it's about believing in the power of tshuva. If you're aware that you can do tshuva, that you're able to, that means you have belief in yourself as being essentially pure and essentially good. There's always room for you to return. Listen out in your inner world for those voices, you'll hear them. If you do something wrong, listen out. Listen if you've had a streak of not doing anything wrong for a while, and then suddenly you do something wrong, listen to what voice comes to you. And if the voice comes to you and says, this proves that you're worthless, then you know that's a false voice from the Yetzer Hara. And your objective is not to listen to it. Your objective is to say, you're saying that, but God's saying he still loves me and he wants me back. That voice is a false voice designed to trip you up. And if he's saying character assassination to you at the point that you fall, he's not your friend, he's your enemy. He's trying to get you to align yourself with him. What should the response be? This is one of the most beautiful sfornos that I've seen. This is one of my favorite, really, of all the Tara Levin series. This is one of my most favorite sources. Going back to Cain and Hevel, so the Pesukim, just preceding that, says, "Vayomer Hashem el Cain, lama chara lacha, v'lama naflu panecha." If you want to look inside yourself, it's worthwhile. The sforno, Bereishis, Perek Dalet, Pesukim Hey, Yud Vav, Zayin. What is the attitude that one should have when they've sinned? According to the Sforno. Lama naflu panecha, says the Sforno, kishyesh kilku eze takana ein ra'ui litzta'er al ma she'avar. Should make a poster of this. When someone did something wrong and there's a way of fixing it, you should not feel upset about what was in the past. Aval ra'ui lishtadel, just get working. And start putting in effort. La sig tikkun ha'atid. And you could not hear a more empowering statement. If you did something in the past that you can still fix, don't feel regret about the past. Just get working on fixing for the future. That's the Sforno. Halo im de tevat zmacha, continues the Sforno. If you fix yourself, gamata l'ratzon, You could also be the Ratzon and Hashem will accept you. Hashem is willing to take you back. You did something wrong, it's not a problem. You can still fix it. There's still room. Meaning, someone has a good streak for a long period of time, and then they stumble. Or someone who stumbles every single day. Lom Hashem. Whatever it is. The Svorno is telling you that your response should be, I can still do tikkun. So what that something happened that's bad? My goal is not to look at the past. There's healthy shame and unhealthy shame. Healthy shame is, I look, I recognize it's wrong, and I look, how can I fix it? How can I grow from this? What can I improve? Healthy shame. Unhealthy shame is when you feel worthless, and that leads to doing more sin. Because you have to say, I don't want to say I'm sorry, I don't want to take responsibility, so what do? So I'll do more to prove that what I did is who I am. That's unhealthy shame. But the Sforno is teaching healthy shame, and if you do that, say it. You can go up. Roma ma'alam. You can go right up. It's ready for you. Just like we spoke last week about Yosef, who was on the brink of sinning. And his father said to him, do you want to be on the ephod? You can still be on the ephod, it doesn't matter. Here we're taking it a step further. And even if you did sin, you can still be on the ephod. Even if you did sin, you can still do tikkun. Why is one wallowing in self-pity after sinning? Stop and fix. Stop and change. Don't listen to the voice of the Yetzer Hara who tries to assassinate you after sinning. Because if you do that, you can come back. But if you sin, then the Yetzer Hara is waiting for you and inviting to do more sin and more sin and more sin. Elecha de shukato. He's going to take you whichever direction you take. If you wish to turn around, he'll raise you. If that koch of desire will raise you up. And if the opposite, the opposite. As the pasuk finishes, v'ata timshol bo. And you can control him. V'yadecha lehit komem alav. You have the ability to rise up against him. But tzelem alokim, because you have godliness within you. That's the response that Sforno says to that voice. When that voice comes, and you may hear that voice in your own world, in your own inner world. When the voice comes and does character assassination and says, this is a proof, you're worthless, you say to him, Sforno. That's your anchor here. You just say the word Sforno. You hear that voice, Sforno. That's how we spoke last week on anger. This is the anchor. You just say the word, Sforno. And the Sforno just brings you right back up again. Sforno, I don't care that you say I'm worthless, I have the Sforno. And the Sforno said that I can do tikkun, and the Sforno said that I can grow from this, and the Sforno said I don't have to feel bad about it, I just have to keep working. Sforno, you just like put your hand up there to her, and Sforno. One last thought I just wanted to quote in the 4 minutes that we have. And this is, I think, quite a chiddush. I learned this from Shlomo Hoffman. If someone is still young, and they do something inappropriate intentionally, the story that came to him was, there was a boy in yeshiva who left yeshiva and went to a place that Bochre yeshiva don't go and sinned in a way that the Torah speaks about. And his Rav, he told bad about it and he told his Rav. And his Rav wanted to throw him out of the yeshiva for having done such a thing. But they came to ask Rav Shlomo Hoffman, who was like a gadol b'Torah Tanefesh. And Rav Shlomo Hoffman said, how old was he? They said he was 19. Beseder. What do you mean, Beseder? What is that? Beseder. He was 19. Rabbeinu Yoni. Which Rabbeinu Yoni? And the Radat. Which Rabbeinu Yoni and the Radat? Rabbi Hoffman, what are you talking about? Rabbeinu Yonah, Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Tetvav, says the following. There's a passage by David HaMelech. It says, Chataot Nu'urai, Ufashaya Al Tizkot. David doesn't say, my sins and my intentional sins don't remember. He says, the sins of my youth. Why youth? For all your sins, not youth. You only want kapara for the sins of your youth? Why are you saying the sins of my youth? Why does he say that? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, that when one is young, whether he does it intentionally, whether he does it by a shogay, or he does it by zadon, anything that he's done when he's a youth, it doesn't count as intentional. Because Yitzro tokpo, because the Yetzer is exceptionally strong, but that tonikre, and his mind is not yet mature. So therefore, even something which is done intentionally, when one is young, because the Yetzer is so strong, and because the mind is not yet mature, not held against you, it's not considered amazing, it's considered shogun. That's what Rabbeinu says. How old is young? And here the Radak on that same Pasuk says, Chatot Norai, the Radak Tehillim Kav Hei, Pasuk Zayin. The Radak says, Chatot Norai, Al Tizkor, Otam Shiyameh HaNeorim Yikru Chataot. Whatever you do as a young man is only called a chet, not a mezid, not for Shea. Why? Shalosh Shleima Adat Adam, because the person's mind isn't developed yet. Ain pesha. There's no pesha. Ki pesha u merit. V'yeh adam mezid b'vo yamim, only when he grows up, mi esrim shana v'mala, from age 20. Until age 20, no matter, this is not, chas v'shalom, should not be taken as a leeway, opening, heter, no. But looking backwards, whatever a person has done until age 20, even if it was with full da'at and full intention, it's considered shogit. It's considered you didn't know who you were, you didn't know what your kochos were, the yetzer hara was much stronger. If you can ride out these years, then the yetzer hara has less power after. He has specific power during these teenage years. Once the teenage years finish, then the strength of the yetzer hara says, if you're natural, meaning if you build the yetzer hara and you believe in it, and like we spoke about, and you align yourself with it, and you continue to want it to grow to prove that you're like that, then it could strengthen itself even after. But if it is natural and you're forgiving of yourself and you align yourself with good, you can continue. So we finished. The title of this year was Haser Satan Mi'achoreinu. The Yetzer Hara comes before to trip you up, and he comes afterwards to vanquish your self-esteem. But if you hold on to the Svorna, and if you hold on to the first Mishnah, Al Tihi Rasha B'Pnei Atzmacha, and you hold on to your identity of I'm essentially good, and if I do something bad and the Yetzer Hara tries to knock me down, he's not trying to knock me down for the sin, he's trying to knock me out of my self-esteem, my identity, I can return to the healthy place that I am. And even if I did something wrong, I'm forgiving of what I did, I continue in the path of Kedusha and Tahara.